Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky all face their darkest fears on this special Halloween episode as they drink Cupcake Moscato, Charles Shaw Rosé, and Stella Rosa Red. So sit back and listen to the horrors of the Wine Vault. Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy. And tonight, I'm joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
Folks, I'm scared. I'm very scared. It's a hoppy Halloween, and I'm afeared.
Well, it's not a happy Halloween. There's trick or treat, and this is more of the trick. Because also on the show is the Triple B. No, I didn't mean that. That sounded bad, didn't it?
Well, it was bad.
No, she's not the trick. No, forget all that. No. Well, let's start again. The wine is the trick. Sorry.
But earlier you said it was her idea, so maybe she's part of the trick.
Well, she wasn't her idea. No, I'm not even going to say inspiration because that's not very fair either. Because tonight we're doing something horrible.
Yeah, I think just go ahead and introduce the wine.
Yes. Well, there's three wines on tonight, folks. Because Halloween horrors, I mean, just one is never enough. Why do we need this? Because Becky brought home a wine that someone gave to her as a gift. And that is the main event of the evening, folks.
Okay.
But we have two opening acts. Both are horrible. Both should not take long to dispatch. The three wines tonight, folks. First, because it's Halloween and we want to be scary, the first terrible wine that scares you is Cupcake Moscato. Oh, yes, a white wine. But then from white, we go to blush as we have Charles Shaw's Rosé. And then finally, folks, we have the red, the blood, the fear of Stella Rosa red wine? Could be. So
you know it's a bad night when he doesn't even have Riedel glasses.
No, because tonight we have the kind of glass I think someone that buys these wines on frequently and drinks them out of. I think they drink them out of themed glasses they got free somewhere. So tonight we're drinking out of glasses that I got free from wineries, two in Ohio and one in North Carolina. I think that's very fitting.
It's very fitting. Mine has a horse on it.
Does it?
I'm guessing that's the North Carolina one.
Mine is RSV, which represents what I will get after I drink this wine. So
I can't remember what this was called.
What was that called? That they had a really good.
It was actually nice.
Yeah, it was. They had a good petite man sing.
This was the
Overlook Mountain Wine.
Ben's Wedding.
No, that was in Virginia, different state. This was a trip to North Carolina. But this, I don't remember what the winery was, but it was nice, good white wine, which can be found. However, not tonight. It won't be. So we're going to take a break, folks. Then we're going to come right back with the Cupcake Moscato here on the Wine Vault. Folks, there are many ways to enjoy the Wine Vault. The first way is on iTunes. Look for the Wine Vault, subscribe, give us 5 stars. Beyond that, we are on Facebook at thewinevault.rs. We are on Twitter at Wine Vault Podcast. And our website is winevault.org. You can also drop us a line at winevault@outlook.com. We'd also like to thank our sponsor, Craig Walters Allstate Insurance, at 740-862-4585. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call. We'll be right back on the Wine Vault. And we're back. So, first on the firing line is the Cupcake Moscato. For those that don't know Cupcake, congratulations.
For sure.
This wine, a Moscato, for instance, is a very sweet wine. You might also see it called Moscato de Asti. Mm-hmm. Same, but one is actually not sparkling, even though this one is a little nasty. You're expecting it to be very sweet, though, similar to eating a cupcake.
But cupcake doesn't just make Moscatos.
They make
probably about 20 different varietals.
120 different varietals?
20 different varietals.
I've not counted.
Let's take a little
count. I feel like they make an everything.
Do they? Right? That's what I was going to say.
Well, they do they?
They probably do like a summer blend, a fall blend. I don't even know.
Oh, did you know this is Italian? Hmm. It's Italian.
Yeah,
cupcake
sure is
Italian.
Next,
it says Italy Moscato. Our Moscato comes from Italy's renowned Tre Vinzi region, where we found incredibly lush, flavorful grapes for this sweet, fruit-forward wine. Delicate floral aromas of jasmine, hibiscus, and wildflowers complement the exciting flavors of melon, honeysuckle, and orange blossom, leading to a refreshing, zesty toilet bowl finish. Enjoy as a summertime sipper paired with vanilla ice cream, yogurt granola parfait, or strawberry cheesecake. Yogurt parfait? Granola, like for breakfast, is what you... Yeah, okay. Yeah, I never would have known it's Italian. Italian.
Italian.
Ooh.
You can buy this at the gas station, so it's like, what, under 10?
I think you can buy all of these wines at the gas station. Well, not Charles Shaw. It's exclusive.
It smells sugary. Moscato's not my jam, but I feel like it smells like a Moscato should smell.
Close to 20. We've got 8 reds.
No.
7 whites. A rosé. And 3, they have a class that I've never heard of before.
Huh.
They have a class known as Celebratory.
Oh, are those their sparklers?
Sparklers.
It looks like they also have Sauvignon Blanc in a can.
They have canned wines.
Bless their heart.
They also have one of your favorite things, Becky. Cocktail recipes.
Oh, well, I mean, honestly.
What do they have to make a cocktail with this? I forgot what we're drinking.
Moscato.
You
won't forget soon enough.
I mean, it smells like a Moscato, but it could honestly be a Riesling, too. It's a pretty sweet.
It smells like a sweet vanilla bean candle / ice cream.
/ yogurt parfait.
Yes.
To be fair, their photography's great.
Isn't it beautiful? They got to be good at something.
I mean, the cocktails are really, like... gorgeous looking cocktail. I mean, there's one that has like a popsicle in it, so they're not like I'm not saying make them, but I'm just saying it's really beautiful.
you're not saying make them.
No, but look how pretty. Isn't that pretty?
The cucumber basil smash looks quite interesting.
Yeah, there's quite a few that have a popsicle in them.
I bet the superstar drinks some of this shit.
The food recipes they've got actually look good too. The Parmesan roasted squash looks freaking fantastic.
Yes, but do you use this stuff to... The Cupcake Vineyard Cherry Blossom Spritzer looks like sparkler stuff, the sparkling ice that we drink.
Oh.
Yeah. Sauvignon Blanc or Sauv Blanc Margarita. That's exciting.
Winter Grapefruit Mimosa.
Ooh.
And what's this with... Is that pomegranates in it?
I think so.
In like a wine
carafe?
It's
a holiday Santa Gria.
Look at the raspberry lime poptail.
I get it. You get it?
Yeah. Raspberry lime
poptail. You take and then you put a popsicle in your drink.
Pumpkin mold wine. That sounds like vomit, but the picture is beautiful.
Yeah, the sparkling poptails. You just take a popsicle and throw it in your wine.
This is a very big page.
Yeah, but aren't the pictures beautiful?
Yes.
That one has the football. What's that?
Sorry.
It's where you eat the football, as opposed to drink the wine.
Pumpkin, bacon, mac and cheese wine pairing.
Pumpkin, bacon,
mac and cheese. They suggest you pair with their Chardonnay.
Huh. Oh. No.
Let's get this over with.
Yes. In the glass, it's pale. It's lifeless looking. It really is. Although these might be the glasses.
I'll give them credit. It looks like wine.
What?
It looks like wine.
Well, what else would it look like? Oh my God, it looks like Vaseline.
Well,
looks like wine. White wine, come on, man. We've already kind of talked about the nose. There's a faux floral element, but it's more vanilla bean.
Citrus.
Yeah.
Something.
Something citrus, grapefruit, I don't know. Yeah.
Sounds like a candle shop.
It really does.
I mean, it smells like sugar.
I mean, I like going into a candle shop, but it does smell like a candle shop. Yeah. Not to buy candles, mind you, I mean, but just, you know.
Smelling the nose, I'm like, this, you could put a popsicle in this.
Smells like a pinwheel.
Doesn't it? You're like, okay.
I think we're going to want to put a popsicle in this.
Yeah, I tasted it. Having been on keto for however long, this is a shocking amount of sugar. Like, truly shocking amount of sugar in a sip.
Whew. Oh, my Lord.
Not spit out. It's just, it's extremely sugary.
It didn't matter. I mean, it's still sweet even though I spit it out, folks.
What are those little packets called where you put it, you get sugar in them that are, it's like colored blue sugar?
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what they're
pixie
called.
Pixie sticks. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It tastes like a liquid pixie stick.
It does taste like a liquid pixie stick.
So.
And a mealy apple.
Coke had a caffeinated product where literally they put so much caffeine in it that if you put any more, it wouldn't stay in solution. It would fall out. Mm. That's what this tastes like with sugar. That if it had any more sugar in it, it would fall out and fall into the state. Wouldn't stay in solution. Yeah.
I was trying to air my tongue out. It did not work.
Didn't work?
No.
Yeah. Whatever kind of... I think I put the cheddar in my mouth. It helps a lot.
I'll be honest. This isn't as bad as I thought it would be.
It's just so sugary.
Yeah. It is exactly what I thought it would be.
But it tastes fine. If you were looking for a really sweet white wine, it's fine.
Make it colder, folks. Colder. A lot colder.
Yes.
You could make a wine slushy out of this.
Yes.
Yeah, that's, for sure. That would probably help.
It tastes like a wine that you added Sprite to, in reality. Yeah.
If you put crushed ice in it, it would help a whole lot.
Don't you think? Oh, absolutely.
It tastes like a wine that you added powdered sugar to.
Oh, yeah.
And then Sprite.
Yeah.
But flat Sprite.
Flat Sprite. Flat Sprite with powdered
sugar. Do they sometimes make Moscato with carbonation?
Yeah, Moscato d'Asti.
D'Asti.
And okay. Cupcake has that line.
Oh. Well, of course they do.
They do.
I was going to say, if this was carbonated, I think I would like it better.
Here is, yeah. But here's the question. Why bother making both?
Because they can.
I don't like the babbles. You're not that discerning, okay? You're not. You're drinking cupcake Moscato. I mean, you know, come on. It's like, I don't like babbles. I like a still wine. No, you don't say those things.
Not about cupcake.
No. Bubbles are more fun. Drink it with bubbles.
You know what's the best part about this?
It's giving me a headache.
The icing.
What?
Icing.
It's got like a butter icing flavor.
Oh, it does, but that's why it's called cupcake.
There you go.
At least, and I've complained about this before, at least there's a warning label that says, hey, we're called cupcake. How much does cupcake cost? What, $6? $7?
$5? Is it that much?
I don't know.
I don't know. What I think is funny is...
priced it.
Cupcake is like a gas station wine.
Oh, yeah.
But then you have cake bread, which sounds like cupcake, that is like so... that can be very high-end. And it is... so weird to me how close their names are.
And now cake bread realized that too. And
I mean, if you're choosing between cupcake and cake bread, I would be like, what's cake bread? I would never drink that.
Yeah, that's not a thing, is it?
Yeah. I have always thought that was weird. I don't know which came first, but it's
cake bread.
The cart. The horse.
Oh,
Jesus. Mm.
Yeah.
Cake bread's been around longer.
Oh, yes.
So they chose their name.
Yeah. Cake bread is a classic California producer.
Yeah, cupcakes.
Cake bread Chardonnay is like a thing.
Right. I know. But yeah.
It's
a horrible name. I mean, unless it's their last name. Ooh. Still horrible.
They actually have a meet our winemaker.
They don't have a winemaker, do they?
Jessica Tomei.
Jessica. Well, they actually show grapes on their website. Who figured that? Oh, there it is. Tell me more. I do want to know more. There she is, Jessica Tomei.
She looks very nice. I bet she's loaded.
Yeah. Oh, look how she has look how she's standing next to a barrel as if they use that. Isn't that cute? But God bless her. Bless her heart.
And I quote, "It brings me such joy to create wines that so many people enjoy around the world."
Look at them. They're out there cupcake. Tending to the vines in this other...
I strive to create wines that are delicious and approachable.
As if they have vines to
tend. Still representing sense of place.
Look at that. Isn't that cute? Oh, they even have a dog.
There's a dog. Well, maybe it's a dog.
Was she like doing community service at a different winery?
It's a headless dog.
Okay.
That could be a pig.
Jesus. I love that. Oh, my God. Because
do they have a upper level wine, or is it just this?
It's
this is it. They have a Pinot Noir. Did you know that?
That's one of those.
That's terrific.
How much do you not want to drink their Petit Syrah? Can you imagine what that would taste like? Can you just imagine it? How about, here is the red lines. Red Velvet, ich. Black Forest.
I never want to taste anything that they've oaked ever. That would truly be probably the grossest thing I'll ever have.
Well, what about Oak Moscato? Tell me more about your Black Forest. Wine Enthusiast gave it 89 of their points.
Oh, my God.
What's their angel food? What's that mean?
Angel food?
It's cupcake angel food, but it's a wine.
Where's that at? Mm. What kind of wine is that?
White.
It's a white.
I mean, it's called angel food. That's the kind it is.
Really?
It's got to be a blend.
I bet it's, you know what it is.
Aromatic blend.
Aromatic
white blend made from premium grapes from our sun-drenched vineyards in California. Delightfully reminiscent of angel food cake. This wine has flavors of Granny Smith apple.
Fucking stupid.
Vanilla bean and toasted coconut that culminate in a creamy mouthfeel. Enjoy with spicy buffalo wings.
What?
Chicken quesadillas or caramel popcorn on your next movie night.
What? Who eats spicy buffalo wings at movie night?
Or caramel popcorn with angel food wine.
Angel food wine.
I wonder what the blend is.
Moscato, Riesling. I mean, what do they got here? Moscato, Riesling, some of their butter-kissed Chardonnay.
Does anybody want to take a guess on how many cases they sold in 2017?
Oh, it's millions.
A plethora.
Yes. Millions.
10 million.
Okay. I'd say 5 million.
Just under 3 in 2017.
Still
too many.
It's a stupid amount.
Is that a one bottle case?
Okay, what if... What if... One of all these 20 varietals, what if one of them's good?
I think we should drink through the whole portfolio.
Well, you know, I think Rob should drink through the whole portfolio and tell us.
And what if the 2015 was the Great Moscato?
Oh, why did I just do
that? I've got an idea for an episode.
Verticals?
Yes. We do verticals.
Can I do it in my parents' basement?
All in shot glasses where he has to drink a full shot glass every minute.
No.
One of each.
Bring it, bitch.
Oh!
That's all I can say.
Cupcake challenge.
I accidentally drank more of it.
Yeah.
And I disliked it even more.
Yeah, it's not good.
No. So let's give this a rating.
It would be so much better if it was carbonated.
Well, you can do that.
I know. I'm just saying I wish this was.
Go get a straw, Scott. Something. We'll blow bubbles in it. It doesn't make sense to have this and the Moscato di Asti. Just buy the Moscato. Don't buy either, but if you were going to buy one.
Right, buy that one.
Because of the bubbles would make it better. Just from
Prosecco uses Moscato, and Prosecco's can be quite good. Or Muscadet. I forget which one it is.
Yeah, Muscadet.
Muscadet. Ah, same damn difference. It's a light, sweet, bubbly wine, but that's nice. Prosecco can be good. So look for Prosecco. Don't buy any of this shit.
You know who has Prosecco?
You do, probably.
Cupcake.
Well, then don't buy theirs. I mean, an Italian Prosecco. Or just buy, you know what? Just imagine how pissed off, what is that, Martini Rossi? Their damn Asti Spumante?
They don't have do they?
Of course they do.
Oh, under celebratory.
It's celebratory.
It's their premium level.
You know they don't just only have Chardonnay. They also have butter-kissed Chardonnay.
Yeah, that has oak chips on it.
How sweet is that?
It is sweet.
It's precious.
It's precious how she posed next to the barrel and how she was, in that one, then you're...
She's very proud of her posing.
She's probably a millionaire, so let her live her life, man. Yeah. She
probably
makes
not.
Crappy wine.
Probably not. They probably pay her like $52,000.
That's true.
But she probably gets all the cupcake to drink.
She probably
wants.
Gets all the cupcake she wants to drink.
Imagine how bad of gout she would have if she did that.
Oh my God.
So let's give us a review.
Okay. Becky. I'll go. I will give it a 77.
77. I like that score.
It is.
Not because I agree with it, but, you know.
Super sweet. Super sweet. We taste so much better carbonated. Not my cup of tea.
Horrendous. Go ahead, Scott.
It has no redeeming qualities. But
it's wet.
But it's.
It looks like wine.
It does look like wine. It tastes like wine, mm-hmm. but it doesn't sure. have any characteristic other than sugary sweetness.
Yes.
75. But with that, I'm going to say, I thought it would be worse than this.
Yeah, so did I, actually. It's a great point.
It really doesn't taste bad. It's just sugar.
Well, you when should give it a bonus point for that.
When you're white and, well, when you're white and overtly sweet, how bad can it get? Well, we say that, but, I mean, yeah. this is what you get. I mean, I suppose Fry Brothers could fuck it up, but, or somebody.
Hey! Yeah.
But.
So here's a question.
Yes.
How much of our point scoring is because we just don't like Moscato?
No, I don't mind Moscato if it's good.
Yeah, I mean.
Please.
No, I would.
When would you pick a Moscato?
Just
ever,
to do on the show.
Ever.
When I just felt a little fruity.
Just to do on the show. I would drink. Honestly, I think I would drink White Zinfandel before I would drink Moscato. Yeah. I just.
Right.
If I'm going to drink a sweet dessert wine, I'm going to port.
Well,
or sherry.
Yeah, not a lot of. I mean, there. I'm sure there is a good Moscato. Probably. Anyway, maybe.
Somewhere.
Well, the point I'm just trying to make is we don't like Moscato, so we're going to naturally score it very low.
Well, it could have structure. It could have.
Moscato lives.
Thank God you stopped.
Okay, let's just go then.
Yeah, 75 as well from me. And, you know, it lacks any kind of real structure. But, you know, get the Moscato de Asti from them. There you go.
How dare you promote that? It has sight unseen. Bubble.
It has bubbles in it.
We'll see what you say after you take the cupcake challenge.
Yeah, you dumb man. You'll never be able to put that together.
That could be its own, like, website, like, part of their website.
What, the cupcake challenge?
Yeah.
Please.
It's like the Tide Pod challenge.
The Tide Pod challenge.
Yeah. Oh, do they make little mini cupcake celebratory bottles?
Probably.
That's
There's
cute.
One on the page.
Is it?
Yeah. Sure it is.
Yeah, okay.
Right. I wonder how much that is. That's cute.
Huh.
You can buy a mini what? A Prosecco or a mini?
Actually, I've seen that.
I know. I feel
At
like
the checkout
too.
Stand. I've yeah. seen it.
That's cute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I will also say there is not a man to be found on their page. Is there?
No, it's not really a man's kind of wine, I don't think.
Well, there was the guy with the
dog. Well,
you
would drink it, Scott.
No, there's a guy.
There's a guy.
There's a guy.
Drinking a red.
Allegedly.
Playing cards.
He has unkempt hair.
Yeah.
Does he?
He's gross. Yeah. He kind of has a weird mustache. No, he's not cute.
What does he look like? Where's he at?
They're
on
in pajamas.
Reds
Explore Reds.
I don't want to.
They're in pajamas. Playing cards, drinking wine.
Is it a strip poker?
They're cheating and looking at each other's hands.
He's not cute.
Well, he's not unattractive.
She's about 50 times cuter than he is. Her hair is super cute. She has on red lipstick.
Why does he have that dumbass look on his face?
Because he's looking at her cards. They're cheating. They're looking at each other's hands.
I think they're flirting.
Hmm.
Well, they're married.
You can still flirt when you're married.
I know.
Really? How come it never works?
You have to like your spouse, though, Scott. You know.
No, your spouse has to like you.
Well, both. Yeah.
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 What are the cans you can buy? Sauvignon Blanc and a red in a can?
I think it was a blend.
Buzz. Hey, they have costume ideas.
What?
Yeah, I think that's a man in the picture where she's tending the grapevines.
No.
He's in a hat. If that is not a man, it's the bearded lady in the circus.
Could be a burly woman.
With a beard.
By the way, folks, if you go on their on their website, under Buzz, you can print off a label so you can go as one of their bottles for Halloween.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. So with that, folks, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to be right back here on the Wine Vault. Back, folks. So next up is the Charles Shaw Rosé. Now, Scott, one thing I'd like to tell you about this wine.
What's that?
It's made from organic grapes.
That's just special.
I know it because it says that on the back of the label. And also, we at Charles Shaw strive to bring quality and value to our customers. Our vineyard, nah, I don't care. I was going to read it, but who can do that?
Do it.
I won't.
Continue.
Now,
please.
If you've listened to the show, and if you're listening right now, I know you have. We originally, Scott and I, did a Pinot Grigio on the show. You remember the show where Scott wore the low-cut top so everyone could see his cleavage. That was more exciting than the wine, of course, but, you know.
If you got it, flaunt it.
You don't. So, in the glass, folks, this is the ugliest, shittiest-looking rosé I've ever seen in my life.
It's kind of orange.
It's fucking orange. How does it become orange?
I mean, to be fair, this is like over a year old.
No, we only have the finest vintages. It's not that old.
It is.
Yep.
This girl gave it to me before I had Luke.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be damned. Oh, well, this is an aged rose. It's a 17, though.
Okay.
Okay, well, maybe
the
18.
Who's going to drink it first?
It can't sit for, I mean, it's not like people buy this stuff. By the way, it had a champagne-style cork.
It was just introduced in May of 2018.
Can you smell anything?
No. We have no idea what it's made of, other than grapes, allegedly.
I get maybe a touch of grapefruit at the beginning, and then I can't smell anything else.
This is the oddest nose ever, and not in a... It's not off-putting. It's just... It's as Becky said, there's...
There's nothing there.
Yeah.
Maybe a slight bit of laundry detergent.
Like,
no, there's a grapefruit. There's grapefruit.
There's no taste. No.
Do you think that we're gonna taste it and there's gonna be like water?
One that would be such an improvement.
Like I said, off air, I said this is the one I'm most hopeful of.
Halloween, folks.
Do you still feel like that?
Yeah.
This is the razor blade and the apple. I think
I've never smelled something besides water that was completely devoid of smell like this.
Yeah. This is one of those wines you say the smells. You don't say aromas. You say smells.
It's so
or smells.
Weird. Normally it's like something really strong off-putting. Can't smell anything.
Maybe we need to get Pinot glasses out.
That's
you
it.
You decanted this.
Here, let me get out a real big balloon glass here for you.
No, come on. Let's taste it.
I'll take a big balloon glass. I want a big balloon glass.
I don't have any. I'm sorry.
Damn it.
I'm not walking up there for that.
Tease.
I know.
I'm tasting it. I'm doing it.
Go ahead. Really? Is it bad? Did it go bad?
Well, to go bad, it has to be good. No, I don't think that that's I don't think that's particularly drinkable anymore.
Yeah, I think it went bad.
You think it's cork?
I don't think it ever was good.
Well, it just...
I'm not tasting it.
It has a slight... it tastes like gasoline, bug spray, and oak. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, a little bit. You're drinking it, aren't you? There is oak at the end.
On a rosé.
No. It actually tastes like unsweetened pink grapefruit juice and oak. That's it.
There's a little acidity.
That's pink grapefruit juice.
Yeah, I mean,
don't break it down any further. Nothing else there.
Be nice.
I am.
There
being
is
nice.
There is a minerality there.
No, there is not.
Yes,
there's,
there is.
There's no minerality.
Yes,
no, yes, that's not minerality, you fool.
There's minerality.
No, it is not. Oh my gosh, you're going to pretend like you like this, aren't you?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
You dipshit.
But I am going to pretend like what? I wonder
if
what? This is fresh. And not sat for 18 months.
Who cares? What was going to be there?
I don't know.
Fresh cherry blossoms and strawberries.
I think this had possibilities.
Strawberry fields forever. It has nothing.
It's not Charles Shaw's fault you mistreated this.
No, it's Charles Shaw's fault.
Yes,
and I treated
it
just fine.
That's not true.
I wonder if you let this sit for like 10 years.
10 years?
What would happen?
Oh, I know what would
Nothing.
Happen. It's up there in that little shelf, that shit you made. That's what happens.
No, that was different.
I wonder, let's have, okay, I'm going to pour some of that in a glass. You can taste them side by side and see which one's worse.
You still have that?
Of course I did. I'm going to incorporate it in the show for you sometime.
Gross.
If Amazon wasn't out of those, the black tasting glasses that are blacked out, oh yeah, you'd already would have had that shit. I had to doctor up the smell somehow, but I'll figure it out. It's all about science, baby. It's all about science.
You know, there's going to be episodes where we get to trick you, too, so just watch it, pal.
You're not clever enough to trick me.
Don't smell it. Don't do it. Oh, no.
I tricked you.
Oh, sure.
That was the best Halloween episode ever.
That wasn't Halloween.
It was that night.
Sorry, I had to spit on the floor. Just didn't know what else to do. This is disgusting. Did you drink it, Becky?
No, she's afraid.
No.
Oh, just drink it.
It's not that bad.
Thank you.
It's not that bad.
Oh, it is that bad.
No, I'm okay.
It's nowhere near as bad as the Moscow was.
Are you an idiot? What did you just say?
It's nowhere near as bad as the Moscow was. Do it. Go all in.
Scott, this is truly terrible. It's really bad.
I'll be honest, I was just trying to trick you into drinking it.
It actually tastes kind of like, remember when they would put a mold in your mouth for braces and stuff like that, all the paper mache crap? It has that flavor plus pink grapefruit plus oak. Sorry, Scott, I left out that one paper mache dimension.
Did you
only like a trickle even made it to the back of my throat.
Yeah.
But I could feel it go all the way down to my stomach.
Yes, you can.
Because it was really, really bad. It's very bad. Grapefruit and oak are not a winning combo.
Oh, no. It has minerality.
That's minerality. I didn't get the oak.
What's minerality? The paper mache?
Yeah. That is an expression of minerality.
The gypsum.
Parker talks about it and references it all the time.
It does not. He does not talk about Charles.
Essence of paper mache.
Yeah.
What's the case production on this shebang? Charles Shaw. I don't even know.
Eight cases.
So the girl that gave me this at my work, I was pregnant, by the way. I was getting ready to have Luke. She was leaving for a different job, and she handed out, like, I don't know, 10 bottles of this.
Normally, when you give this to somebody, you strap it to the bottom of their car with a timer.
Yeah. Yes, she gave it to all of us. It's like a going away gift, I guess.
Or, I mean, yeah. Normally HPV is spread differently, but she's great. So, let's give this a score.
She really liked you guys.
I know, right? I helped her get a new job, a better job.
You really liked her, didn't you?
Yeah.
Kind of, sort of?
Yeah, I did, but, man, this is bad. Yeah. I don't even know. 25?
Okay. 25 for Becky.
This is better than the Pinot Grigio.
What did you give it?
What'd you give it?
She gave it 25.
No.
I wrote that down.
You gave it a worse score than me.
76.
What?
On potential.
You think that was better than
fucking idiot.
Because of potential.
I give it
It was potentially better than this a year ago.
I give it a negative 18.
Okay.
That's right. Not negative 17. Negative 18. I'm going to go put it in my mower, see if it'll run on it. God. I thought it would be sweet. Didn't Charles Shaw make sweet shit?
It's not, though.
It's proper.
It's like turned.
It's proper.
That's why I think it.
Oh.
Wonder what it was a year ago.
Ball sweat. That's probably what it was not a year good. Ago. No, it was ghastly. Always has been.
Well, stop.
Disgusting.
We don't know.
I know. I know. I don't know much, but I know that blows.
I'm going to buy another bottle of this.
Good. And drink it.
And offer it to you.
Have you ever seen those movie or those ever or those stories where people just combust? They just catch on fire and burn
yeah.
up?
Yeah.
That's why. They
like in a Wes
that.
Anderson movie.
Yeah. Oh, no. In real life. They'll just find an outline of you on your carpet. Like, what happened? Oh, Scott drank Charles Shaw. He's caught on fire.
No, it wasn't even fire. Just combustion. Just.
Well, folks, I'm exasperated. I can't even talk. I'm dying. So we're going to take a break. And we're going to come back and finish the deed with the Stella Rosa Red here on a very special Halloween episode of The Wine Vault. Hey everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love The Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about The Wine Vault?
I know the unlicensed does.
Well, that's great. Do you know how you can get that done? Do you know the one way the world can find out about The Wine Vault?
What way is that, Rob?
Giving us a review on iTunes. So, take the time. Give us that 5-star or whatever. Let us know, let the world know that you love The Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So off the air, I have poured the Stella Rosa Red in the glasses, to which many people said, "Oh God, what is that?" with screams.
It's effervescent. It's bubbling.
Scott, smell it.
I'm thinking I'm going to refuse.
Well, this wine.
I think it's they made this out of cranberry juice.
Well, it's not made out of grapes.
Oh.
Yes. Would you like to know the overview of this wine? Stella Rosa is a dangerously delicious, semi-sweet, semi-sparkling luxury collection red wine. What is a luxury collection? That will bring out your inner femme fatale. Find her, embrace her, Scott.
Femme fatale?
Femme fatale. And then flavor profile. Ripe raspberry, wild strawberry, and red plum. Food pairing. Asiago cheese. Spicy cioppino. Turkey burgers with onions, strawberry shortcake, mixed berries. And by the way, this got an award. Two, actually. One, it got a 91 points gold medal from the San Diego International Wine Competition. And also got a... yes. And they got a gold medal from the Texum International Wine Awards.
Texum.
Texum. T-E-X-S-O-M.
It does have stickers on the bottle.
Texan. I think they make glue out of horses.
Yeah, that's the actual, yeah, the 90 points from the...
Texan.
Texan, the World Wine Championship.
The bottle's pretty. It has a crown on it.
It is. Il Conte.
It looks like...
It's Italiano.
It looks...
It's Italian.
You ever seen how they make movies where they explain the stunts and show how they make the candy glass.
Oh, yeah.
Becky, bottle looks like it's made out of candy glass.
Would you read the back of this for us?
Yeah.
I'd like to comment on this, I think.
It has nutritional facts, which you don't often see on wine.
It's probably because it's made out of fruit juice.
Okay. Yeah, it's great. The grapes for our delicious Stella Rosa Red are harvested from beautiful vineyards.
Okay.
This refreshing wine reveals deep red color and is combined with natural flavors of ripe raspberry, wild strawberry, and red plum. Stella Rosa Red is seductive, rich, and full-bodied with a hint of sweetness.
Hint. I'm picking up the hint.
Serve chilled with fresh fruit, cheese, spicy cuisine, and desserts. Here's the kicker. Is this why you want me to read it? Celebrate life.
Oh, my God.
With friends and a bottle of Stella Rosa Red.
Man, can you imagine the kind of party you could have with this, Scott?
It's gluten-free.
I I hope there's not mashed potatoes.
Hey, man.
Oh, ingredients. Wine.
Wait a second. But wine is just one ingredient in this.
Yeah.
Wine. Grape must.
Okay.
Okay.
Sugar.
Yeah.
Natural flavors.
No.
Sulfur dioxide.
Okay.
Yeah. Used as an antioxidant. And no added juice.
So
what's
the natural
wine?
First red. Of all, this isn't red. This no. is purple on the verge of pink.
It's rhubarbish.
It's headed more towards pink than purple.
A low alcohol grape wine specialty with natural flavors.
I mean, that's like in the movie where a guy's on the screen for 3 minutes. It's with natural flavors.
It means they've.
Oh, it's only 5%.
What?
5%.
It does not get the Steve Gibson Award. That's for sure. 5%.
They're adding raspberry juice to this. That's why it smells so raspberry, because they're adding raspberry juice to it.
No added juice.
It's natural flavors.
Oh, that is really potent. It smells like raspberry jam, literally.
Oh, I think it smells like cranberry. I think it smells like if you bought like cranberry grape juice. I think that's what it smells like.
You know, it smells like a sweeter version. You know, my mother makes that cranberry relish salad with the cream cheese, sugar. That's what it smells
like. That's exactly what it smells like. It
smells like, you know, you have flavored cranberry juices, but it smells like a raspberry flavored cranberry.
Oh,
the raspberry is stronger than the cranberry. I'll give you the cranberry.
Who gets to drink first?
I will. Once again, I feel like we're going to wish this was carbonated.
It is carbonated.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Slightly.
Slightly. Semi-sparkling. Which means they fucked it up, so they just said, it's semi-sparkling.
Okay.
That's the look of quality on those faces.
This is juice. This is not wine.
Yeah. It.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's, I don't want to drink any more of it, but it's fine.
Give me the rosé back.
If I were 7 and I wanted to drink alcohol, I guess this would work.
You'd have to drink like 7 bottles.
They don't have that high of alcohol tolerance.
I think even a 7-year-old would reject this.
What is the point of drinking this? You got to be mixing it with something. I mean, you can make a crazy mixed drink of this stuff. It would be terrible, but you could do it.
I know. That's what I was just going to look up.
You don't drink this straight.
I know. I was trying to think, like, do you put whiskey in it? I don't even know what you put in it.
But why wouldn't you use this as a mixer?
But have you had this dry red wine I like? Yeah.
Oh, their website is hashtag Stellabrate. I love that they're committed to it. So they're
committed, all right.
Yeah, here we go. They have a blueberry blackout.
Oh, my God.
Vodka, Stella Rosa Black. What is this?
Red.
So, question. The person that you saw, if you helped her get the job and she gave everybody the Charles Shaw.
Yeah.
Did she come back to the office just to give you this?
Oh, no. This is a different girl gave me this.
She just got this today.
Yeah.
So maybe it's bottle shocked.
This cocktail that is recommended with this one is called a Shake It Off. 3 parts Stella.
Shake It Off.
Maraschino cherries and ice cream.
It doesn't need the maraschino cherries.
No, you know what? Actually, if you took this in a pan and thickened it, it would make a good syrup for ice cream.
Sure would.
That's the purpose of this right there.
Yep.
You see how they have quaint pictures of someone else processing their grapes for wine?
I'm not going to look at their website.
They even have pictures of Italy.
Another
and I double check to make sure it's the right country.
This, and then sparkling water with strawberries. That would be not alcoholic at all.
But why would you need the sparkling water and strawberries? Just drinking like this, then. I mean, it wouldn't be any different. Would you need to lighten it?
Oh, you can also get this in aluminum bottles.
So I can drink it at a ball game.
Sure.
How nauseous would you get after drinking one, like, because it does, it's stomach turning sweet. I assume for some people they can tolerate it and they're into this kind of stuff. And they're the kind that go to Starbucks and get, like, the chocolate milkshake for breakfast. I mean, the venti.
I just cannot believe that it's 5%. 10% alcohol. That is shocking.
I'd like 6 extra pumps of sugar in my sugar milkshake drink.
I didn't know they made anything that low. Is that Chapstick?
Chapstick?
They have a merch section of their website.
It is Chapstick.
Maybe their Chapstick is good. Can I eat that? Chapsicle? Why do they have that?
No, it's... How dare you? It's semi-sweet lip balms.
Oh, duh.
Scott, I'm going to get you a Stella Rosa female shirt.
They have Stelloween V-neck skull shirts.
That's what I'm going to buy.
They have Stelloween V-neck dancing calaveras. They have the Stella Rosa Halloween snack tray.
Scott, would you like a Stella Rosa pop socket?
They have the black knit beanie.
Collectible pin, yeah. There's a dad cap.
That's the dad cap.
Is this women's clothing is what I'm assuming?
Oh, they have 3 pages of merchandise.
3? Because the first page was shit. That's the same stuff.
The magic.
Yeah, taste the magic. There's no magic.
There's no magic.
It's none.
Oh, just 2 pages?
Isn't it cute, though, how they say our wines, and they say that with a straight face?
They have a polar fleece blanket.
Aw.
You know, we should have had this in their Moscato.
They have a polar fleece red blanket.
Oh, Jesus. They have Stella Rosa Bianco. They have Bianco. Mike Pence is like, really?
Where is this made?
Italy.
I mean,
nowhere.
Well,
around the world.
Actually, where is it made, though?
They said it's Italian.
No.
Italian.
Italian.
Boy, they have a lot of different wines. Oh, luxury. I'm not on the luxury. I'm on the bullshit brands. Okay, here we are in the luxury level.
Made and imported from Italy.
Stella Gold.
Oh.
It looks like urine. Stella Rosa Platinum.
I'm just disappointed in the entire country of Italy.
The official site of America's number one imported Italian wine. You gotta be shit.
I bet if Mussolini was still in power, he wouldn't have this shit going on. That's all I'm saying.
Freaking crazy fool.
What? Man, get some law and order in there. It's a bunch of bullshit. God, this is just repulsive.
This is awful.
I'm just saying, man. Don't dismiss that out of hand. Oh my God. I will say their sparkling water. Their sparkling bottles, they're quite pretty.
And apparently that's where they started with Moscata d'Asti.
Well, they should have stayed there. But the Stella Rosa Imperial Moscato Rosé, that's a very pretty bottle. And then the Stella Rosa Imperial Brachetto is very pretty. It might taste like shit, but it's very pretty.
It's just...
So it looks like something Cinderella would drink.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So they have an orange Moscato?
Imperial. They have a Moscato Rosé.
They have everything.
This tastes like a sangria already made.
100%. Except
yeah, it does.
With the raspberry flavor.
What is Stella Rosa Black? I'm just curious.
It's awful.
You can get a magnum of Stella Rosa Black. A magnum, Scott. Scott, a magnum. Now I know what your Christmas gift is going to be.
Yeah, you're getting a
magnum.
Fleece. You're getting a fleece.
Oh, that's fine, man.
No, you know the challenge? Forget the cupcake challenge.
This?
The Stella Rosa.
There's a lot of them.
Except this shit's probably like $12 a month.
Yeah, I know. I'd learn you. It costs you $2,000 to do it. You're like, damn it. The Imperial is like $300. Like, shit. That's right.
I don't understand people that drink sweet wine.
This isn't sweet wine.
That's semi.
Oh, right. Right.
No. It's not wine.
The number one ingredient is wine.
Yeah.
This, Becky, this right here, this is a wine cooler. This is Arbor Mist. That's all this is. Wild vines, that crap. That's what this is.
They're like the ones that you actually get frozen, those frozen things that you make drinks out of.
Yeah.
Like in the-
yeah. But that's all this is. This is just Arbor Mist rebadged. You're paying 3 times the price.
This would be
price. So
good as a push pop.
Cupcake.
It would freeze.
Cupcake is $9 a bottle at Walmart.
What's the old adage? Fuck you and the horse you rode in on.
Yeah. So let's talk about.
Yeah, Charles Shaw's looking a little better now, isn't it?
No.
Yes, it is.
No.
It is too.
Scoring.
Well, I mean, this isn't real.
It isn't.
A 60?
Yeah.
Becky, 60.
It's not real. No. It's not real.
It's not. I was going to say, of the three wines we've had tonight, best to worst.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to go with the rosé. Moscato's the
best. Oh, you shut up with your dumb ass.
Oh, my God.
Nope.
Both rosé's the best. This is by far the worst.
What?
This is by far the worst.
That rosé is not even drinkable.
No. This is not drinkable. This is not wine.
I mean, this is not to my taste, but it's a close.
57.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
This tastes like a drink. It just tastes like a bubble. It tastes like a fruity, sweet drink.
Yeah.
But that's not as bad
as... No, you know what this tastes like? A juice box.
Okay, that's fine, but Scott, it's not.
But Charles Schwab tastes like fucking formaldehyde.
No, I could drink that.
I know you could because you're an idiot.
No.
The best tonight, well, the least worst was the cupcake Moscato. And by the way, difference Scott, what opinion. You gave this a 50 what?
7.
You don't have an opinion.
So, again, cupcake wins an award.
It does. It actually isn't bad compared to these other ones, is it? Oh, by the way, I never gave it a score. I'm going to give Stella Rosa. I'm going to give it. And no one's ever given this score before. A 47.6, I think.
62?
47.62? No, 47.6. I'm not
getting stupid. 47.6 is so smart.
It's not a wine. I mean, it's not. It's wine cooler. And that's the thing, folks. Characterize these as you will. Charles Schwab is trash. Cupcake is a joke, but at least it's a varietal. And it does taste like Moscato, bad Moscato, but Moscato. Stella Rosa is not wine. It is Arbor Mist. We did not know this. Now we know this.
Yeah.
Learn something every day.
It's wine cooler, folks. And if that's your gig, cool.
It's really not even wine cooler.
It's only 5% alcohol, so you could drink 45 of these bottles and still drive yourself home.
Arbor Mist is better at what it does than this is.
Shut up.
What?
It does not. Oh, my God.
People are going to like Arbor Mist before they like this.
Well, they're going to like it because it costs a third of what this costs.
How much did this cost?
Probably $12.
I know.
At least it tells you a lot about the people around you. This actually, Becky, exactly tastes like sparkling ices, blackberry.
It does.
It's what I drank for lunch, that's only gross. It's a little more bubbly. But it didn't have alcohol in it, but that's what it tastes like.
Oh.
It's like Faygo Pop.
That's what your vodka was for.
That's right. But it tastes like Faygo Pop.
Do you know how much Stella Rosa's red blend is at Target? $12.99.
Isn't that what this is?
Red.
$12.99?
It's a different looking bottle.
Is that an Imperial?
Mine came wrapped in a Halloween thing.
Yeah, it's limited edition.
A Halloween wrapper.
Mm-hmm. Blend of what? Raspberries and strawberries? I mean, it doesn't taste bad for a drink, but it's not a drink. It's supposed to be wine. It's not
Stella
wine.
Stella Rosa Rosso is $8.99 at the Costco.
That's this. So this is cheaper. This is the lower end stuff. Red. Rosso means red.
Well, red blend.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Which sparkling ice do you think it tastes like? The blackberry one?
Yeah. Yep. I used to like that. Now I can't ever drink it again.
Stella Rosa. It's awful.
You can drink it. You shouldn't. It's bad for you and makes you sick, but you can drink it. Charles Schwab, you can't drink.
I'm going to drink it all the time now.
I gave it a 46, folks, because it's not wine. It'd be like, give a beer a wine score. You can't do that. Give pop a wine score. You can't do that.
You can't do it.
It really doesn't get a review because it's not wine. Stella Rosa, you're not wine. Charles Schwab sucks. That's a joke. Cupcake is by far the winner. It's a masterful performance by Cupcake. It's almost a Fry Brothers-like performance. What?
Not quite.
It's just winning awards left and right.
It is. Cupcake.
Not quite.
The award. You know what,
Becky? No awards for me.
I'm going to join you in 77 of my points.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just alternate. Lack of integrity.
And it wins.
It wins.
The Wine Vault.
Halloween Award.
Oh, yeah.
Boo.
But I'm the dissenting judge. I'm writing the dissenting opinion.
Boom.
Scott, you don't have an opinion unless I give it to you.
No, I get to write a dissenting
opinion.
You
do get your opinion taken away tonight.
You do.
Rose? I don't normally like to agree with Rob, but tonight I do.
Pour me another glass of the rosé, please.
Oh, vomit.
Minerality, you dumbass.
Delicious.
Do you have life insurance?
Here, not on my ring.
Let's just see what we got going on. No, I don't want to do that. Here you go, Scott. I'm going to do something even daring. Since it's Halloween, folks, I'm going to, like Evel Knievel. I'm going to make a rosé out of the Stella Rosa and the cupcake.
That's disgusting.
Here we go, folks.
Oh, you're so gross.
That is actually quite pretty once you do that.
No, it's not. And it doesn't look like a rosé.
And folks, I'm going to drink this as soon as we come back with some parting thoughts here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So, any parting thoughts before I... It smells like bubblegum. This grouping of wines has been the absolute worst thing we've ever done. But we did it for Halloween. It's very exciting. Scott, do you have any parting thoughts?
Did you know that Charles Shaw's convenient twist-off and twist-on closure, the Helix, will be the benchmark of the industry? And this wasn't didn't have a twist on twist off. It was corked, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a champagne style cork.
Champagne cork.
Hmm. Hey, you know what? When you mix the Stella Rosa and the cupcake together, it doesn't taste any worse than either one of them separate, which is shocking. So there you go. Triple B, do you have anything to add? Okay, she's very excited.
Very excited.
So, folks.
Well, I just know I'm going to go to bed, and you all are going to have something lovely. And I've had three versions of Pig Slop. Again.
Oh, Triple B. You have to understand, we have to thin the herd. And you're not in the herd. These wines are in the herd. That's why. You just want to have Stella Rosa by itself.
You called me a trick?
I did not call you a trick. I would never do such a thing.
You called me the herd?
No. I wish I would have tracked that. I think I'm going to throw up. So, folks, for Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, and the Triple B, we are going to bid you adieu and see you next time on the Wine Vault. Good night.